This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some news for you waterfowl hunters, and we'll also be looking at fishing, fall fishing looking up, you might say. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, it does appear that the rising river is delaying blind inspections on the Mississippi River and the Illinois Rivers. Due to high river levels forecast for all Mississippi River area areas, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has canceled until further notice the blind inspection set for September 26th. The current forecast set the river's crest date for Lock and Dam 25 at October 4th. The river at Grafton is expected to crest on October 5th, and once the IDNR has a better idea when the water levels will return to normal, they will try to set a date to do the inspections. In addition, the IDNR has currently canceled the red tag blind drawing, which is set for October 9th. So there will be no red tag blind drawing on October 9th, probably a little bit later down the road. And this fall, it does appear that the Canada goose and duck seasons will be kicking off in the north zone on October 15th. Here in the central zone, hunting begins October 22nd. The hunting seasons in the south central zone begin November 11th, and the south zone hunters are fed head of field on November 24th. And if you're a camper looking into next year already, there's going to be a major eclipse of the sun late in the year, and the IDNR is actually making campsite reservations available at Southern Illinois State Parks and the World Shooting and Recreational Complex for visitors. The early reservations are suggested for those planning to see the solar eclipse on August 21st, which is 2017. The reservations can be made on the dates within the window of August 14th through the 27th. And this was, again, in 2017. The IDNR sites normally can be reserved no more than 6 months in advance. This new reservation window has been created for portions of Southern Illinois. And to reserve a campsite, see the www.reserveamerica.com. More than 16,000 campsites are available to, or 1,600, excuse me, available to be reserved in advance, and some sites will allow group campgrounds and picnic shelters also to be reserved. Additional campsites are available for walk-up campers on a first-come, first-served basis, and the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Sparta is home to some 1,001 campsites. The complex also has great stargazing and an eclipse viewing opportunities with open spaces, plenty of parking, and paved walkways. So there's a interesting little tidbit for you campers. And the state has gone ahead and stocked alligator gar in a few locations. In fact, last week, the DNR Division of Fisheries stocked 1,600 alligator gar, each 12 to 14 inches in length, into four waters in the state as part of the IDNR Alligator Gar Reintroduction Program. The alligator gar, which were raised from fry at the IDNR's Jake Wolf Hatchery in Mason County, and a cooperating private hatchery operated by Exelon Corporation, were stocked at Horseshoe Lake and Horseshoe Lake State Park in Madison County, an unnamed backwater lake of the lower Kaskaskia River near the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area, Pardon Lake and Saginaw State Fish and Wildlife Area. Now, prior to the stocking, the fish received electronic tags allowing the biologists to track and monitor them. And alligator gar, a fish native to Illinois, are being reintroduced to attempt to restore this very large predator to waters of Illinois that where it once thrived. Part of the state of Illinois introduction program, the last known catch of alligator gar in Illinois was in the Cache River Basin in 1966. Now, alligator gar can grow up to 8 foot long and weigh more than 300 pounds. If the project is successful, alligator gar will make a very strong sport fish, and more importantly, they will add to the biodiversity of the ecosystems to which they are found. Now, Dan Stevenson, chief of the IDNR Division of Fisheries, says reestablishment of an extirpated species doesn't happen very often, but they have an opportunity to do this with alligator gar. And he says, we don't know if it will be successful in bringing it back to a naturally reproducing species, but he's certainly going to try. The stocking programs, he says, will continue for years to come, and they will monitor the populations over time to see if they're having success in establishing them in Illinois waters again. So there's a new species for us anglers, hopefully in the future. Fishing is indeed looking up as we head into this first full week of October. You might call it fall fishing is turning on. And at Wren Lake in the state southern reaches right now, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, plastic worms, black and blue jigs, all yielding fish in the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. Anglers are also fishing the bays near the brushy cover and bushes and fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. The crappie fishing, still excellent. Lots of crappie coming in from the shore. They're also fishing near structures. Hot spots have been in the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. The Gun Creek area has been another hot spot recently. And bluegill, rated good, catching a lot of these fish on small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets. One of the hot spots has been the Sailboat Harbor if you're a shoreline fisherman. If you're not, try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, and small jigs in the backs of the necks and on the flat shallow banks and on the along the rocks. And the channel catfish, another excellent catch. Lots of these fish coming in on large minnows, leeches, commercial catfish baits, as well as all types of live and commercial catfish baits, you might say. Try using leeches in moving water. Drift fish to flats. Set your line about 3 to 4 feet from the shore and fish from the shore over the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, and our Sandusky Day use area. All good spots for channel catfish fishermen. And the white bass, rated good now. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs are producing fish in around the 154 bridges. They're also fishing along the rocks and drop-offs, fishing in the shallow bays near brush cover and bushes. So lots of fish there coming in. At Lake Shelbyville right now, lake levels up just a few inches. Bass are reported to be fair to slow, still scattered at various depths. They're being caught on plastic worms, jigs, and pork combinations, some spinners. And catfish were rated fair to good off the flats on most baits. Again, some on trot lines during the early part, late part of the day. This could change, however, with the cooler temperatures, so we'll have to watch it very closely. And the crappie were rated slow to fair on over the deep brush piles and trees. And this, again, should improve with a cool down. And the walleye and sauger were rated fair to slow on jigs and crawlers and crankbaits off the flats. A couple have been reported on blade baits. And the white bass, still slow to fair, scattered with some jig and twisters and spoons. And we do have a rare Illinois River report as well. Catfish are rated good here on dip baits and cut baits. And they're picking up good numbers of sauger a little bit north. Trolled crankbaits and pulling minnows and three-way and jigging minnows. And the white bass were recently rated fair to slow and would likely improve as soon as the cooler temperatures arrive. And the cooler Carlisle Lake right now, it's near normal, looking good, high in the low 70s. White bass are still chasing shad on the surface, which is a good sign. They're catching good numbers of these fish on shallow running crankbaits, slab spoons, Little Georges, jigs. The points and shallow shorelines have been some of the hot spots recently. Largemouth bass, it's rated fair to good. It's been about the same as it's been all fall and into the late summer. It's they're catching these on crankbaits, plastic worms, and spinner baits. And the catfish, still quite good. A lot of these fish coming in on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. And not a whole lot to report from the crappie. You just don't quite understand what happened to the crappie. There's a lot of crappie in this lake, and they will turn on. It's just a matter of time. So it does look like we've got some pretty good fishing to come coming on, and we've got some pretty good fishing right now. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.